Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dr. Alana Fishbein came to our attention first. She's out there in Lower Marion because of some of these divisive and just oppressive books along the lines of race that her children were going to be exposed to, and she took them out of those schools, started her organization, and it's taken off, second to none that we can find in the country. I'm surprised, Dan, you were able to get her. She's on the couch at Fox, or she's in that Fox show just about every day, Tucker Carlson and the like. Dr. Alana's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Doctor, welcome back, and thanks. You've gone to the big time, and yet you still come back to Talk Radio 1210. We're very happy about that.
This is my hometown. You know, I'm not turning my back to my hometown. And, you know, even the fact that you're having me often is just an indicative of what's going on in the field. It's getting hotter and hotter there. The controversies, the fighting, the pushback, and obviously the other side is feeling the heat from the parents and from concerned citizens, veterans, grandparents. And there are understanding that we are not going to take this laying down, that we're going to fight back, and we're going to fight to protect our children and our nation.
Without a doubt. Now, you know, when they slur this movement, they can't look at women like you or Azra Nomani, both accomplished, gifted women, academically and articulate, etc. But that's what's going on. The Loudoun County thing now is being, you know, fought over at this point. But I have to say, I don't know about you, Dr. Fishbein, it wouldn't surprise me if Loudoun County did have that incident that's out there making news and did try to cover it up because it got in the way of their radical agenda.
Absolutely. And what happened in Loudoun County, actually, with this even specific case, is just one example of many that are happening around the country, that the push of a political ideology and the political agenda is taking over the academic, the education, the emotional well-being of the students. What's driving the schools is not the academic achievement of the student or the emotional well-being. What's driving them is an agenda. Obviously, we know that the teachers' union are behind this in big time, as well as some other operative like George Soros. And other forces that are funding this kind of effort. It's a shame, it's atrocious, it's criminal what they are doing to result in such a case. And in fact, what we are hearing from many parents and students, all this kind of teaching of the indoctrination with the critical race theory or whatever they want to call it, as well as the sexual indoctrination, what they call comprehensive sexuality education, are harming the students. Students are complaining about being bullied, being harassed, being shamed, traumatized. The effects on students are very critical. There are students who do not want to go back to school. They do not want to attend school.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they waiting for?
Yeah.
What
now,
are they waiting for? Another now, case like that that will become public?
Now, your organization across the country is involved in all these issues, but when the critical race, if it ever does, simmer down a bit, and the stuff going on in Loudoun around all this sexual stuff, I think you're the leading parent activist in the country on so many levels when it comes to the indoctrination along the lines of socialism, Marxism. That's not front page right now because these other things are burning. But long term, That's the bigger threat, I believe, in many ways.
Of course it is a threat, because this is something that started a decade ago, and we have been asleep at the wheel. But now, after the death of George Floyd and the massive intrusion of the school into our lives in the form of indoctrinating of our kids with this kind of material, it's an intrusion on every person's life in terms of their values, in terms of their belief. Parents do not want that. Kids do not want that. This is not what America is all about. And telling us, the parents, to trust the professional educators, to, like, you know, the governor of Virginia is telling, you know, parents should not have a say in the education of their children, is beyond repulsive to think about it. Well, you know, are they referring to all those who brought us decades after decades of increasing dumbing of students in schools? And we know every year the cost of education, the cost per student in the school is just going to go higher and higher. Mm-hmm. It has been. But what are we going to get in return? In any business, if any business would have produced this kind of result, they would have been fired.
Now, Dr. Ilana, if you hold up for a minute, we're going to play you a commentator for MSNBC. I don't know if they ever have you on.
Sorry, this is CNN, Dom.
CNN, yep. Saying that they don't teach CRT in schools. Here, her name is Tlaib. Here's what she said on CNN.
It's clearly a misstep. And let's just say for the record, just in case anyone doesn't know, they don't teach critical race theory to kids in K-12 schools. That's not a thing anywhere in the country, including in Virginia. But setting that
only for Republican candidates.
Yes, but it is hotly debated, but not actually a thing. So
there you go, Dr. Ilana. I'll let you take the first shot. I think you've kind of alluded to it before. But this is the childishness that they can't step up and debate these issues. They just want to pretend we're saying something that we're not.
You know, that's the mantra they've been saying from the beginning. Indeed, it did start in the halls of academia, in the law schools. But unfortunately, the whole philosophy infiltrated the College of Education. And the College of Education, all those universities are producing the teachers that are coming to our school in K-12 with all this poison and started implementing it in the classes. So they don't have to call it CRT. I'm not concerned how they title it. I'm concerned into what is happening in actuality.
Exactly.
In the class. What are the books? What are the materials? What are the pedagogy? Are they asking the kids to do the privilege walk or not? Are they segregating our kids based on the color of the skin? Are they training white teachers and non-white teachers separately? All the answers to those questions that I just posed are yes. They're
yeah,
all doing
exactly.
All those things.
Exactly. Now, here on the home front, here in Pennsylvania, there's a House Bill 1332 that the unions are trying to block in any way, shape, or form. It got through the Assembly. All it would do is offer what you're about, transparency. It would let people see, and you are, again, preeminent in emphasizing this, the books. If I see the books that you and I know, you know better, you do this day to day. If I see Ken D on there, I see Robin DiAngelo, I see a few of these other people, I don't have to see too much of the bullet points. I know exactly what you're up to, and that's what we want to challenge.
Absolutely. And I don't know if I mentioned previously in one of our conversations that on our website, noleftturn.us, we provide what I call CRT code words. And
yes.
We have, I guess, by now over 130 of those code words. I hope all of them are already up with definition and citation, because they don't use CRT, as we said before, to really deceive parents. And in fact, in many places, we got hand on some of the internal emails of teachers or videos where they are being coached, teachers are being coached how to deceive parents. For example, by having two sets of email, one set of email that will go to teachers using the usual terminology that they use, and another set of email that will go to parents in order to deceive them. They're going to use, instead of saying X, they will say Y. so parents will not be up in arm opposing it. That's why we needed, this kind of a House bill 1332. However, as I believe, it doesn't go far enough. Absolutely doesn't go far enough. Because example, as I mentioned before, teachers are going through training, and we would like to know who trains them, how much they're paying for it, how much, what kind of training they're going to be using also with our own kids. We heard about the march in Philadelphia to support one of the murderers that, Angela, I'm sorry, am I blanking on the
Angela
name?
Angela Davis. Yeah.
That's right, Angela Davis, that I think a third grader marching with signs in support of Angela Davis.
Yep.
That's what we are sending our kids to become. Social justice warrior. I need to know how much time of the school day is allocated to all this indoctrination. That's why I'm saying the bill is not going far enough.
A lot. Dr. Alana, thank you.
How
every time
money?
We talk, we pick up so much stuff from you. The best way to go to volunteer or people listening that might want to start a chapter, whatever it might be, where do they go?
They are welcome to join us at noleftturn.us. Please join us. We have to fight it. We cannot let them just do whatever they want without us resisting it. Thank you very much. NoLeftTurn.us.
Thank you, Dr. Alana. Thank you very much, as always. And, Dan, I mean that. That woman is on Fox just around the clock. Yeah, nice work getting her back on. All right, so that's where we are. That's what's happening in Loudoun County. Now, these are allegations about the sexual assault inside a bathroom, the kid's gender fluid, he's got a skirt on, but biologically male. But I'm telling you, it seems to be that there was a cover up there of some sort around that, because they were bringing in all these progressive movements on the transgendered front.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.